The 4P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk. Now, every now and again, you meet newbies on the 4P's, and there's been a whole load of newbies from St George's School this time around, and this is the first time that you've been down here, so we say welcome to Omelette, or is it Lou?
It's Lou.
It's Lou. How are you, Lou?
I'm good, thank you.
We've had a really interesting conversation so far, and I don't know a whole load about you, but I do know your dad slouches.
Yes.
Because you let that out. And so you're 16?
Yeah.
And you live in Newport?
Yes.
All right. How long have you lived on the island?
My whole life.
Your whole life. So you're born and bred Newport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've lived in Shanklin for a little bit when I was very little.
Oh, that must have been awful for you.
I'd rather live in Shanklin than what I would Newport, if I'm honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. All those people in Newport are disappointed now. how long have you been going to St George's?
5 years.
About 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think you let on that you went to Barton before that?
Yeah.
Now, was it Barton or Downside?
It was Barton, and then for year six, I moved to Downside.
But it was the same school?
It was still called Barton, yeah.
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it? The old building down the road was Barton. The newer building, well, I say newer, it was built in the 1970s, was Downside. And Downside is now Barton. Is that right?
No, the old Barton building is now a homeless shelter.
Yeah, but the old Downside is now Barton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it? It really is. So what sort of hobbies have you got?
I like watching Netflix a lot and talking to my friends.
Okay.
And going on walks.
You go on walks?
Yeah.
What was the last walk you went on? To the shops, to a well-known restaurant, maybe. Do you go like country walks?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Tell us a country walk. There'll be people out there. They'll be thinking, "Oh, I wouldn't want to." You know, what do you go on? Which one have you done?
Downs is quite nice.
You go across the Downs.
Yeah.
Do you get in a car first of all and go up to the Downs and then walk, or do you walk from where you are?
We usually get a car. We drive there and then we walk across the Downs and on the nature walk around there.
And you mentioned TV as well.
Yeah.
So what sort of stuff do you watch on TV?
I'm quite liking the Heartstopper series at the minute.
Tell me about Heartstopper, because I've never seen it. And this is on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's one series at the minute, but there's going to be more coming out. But it's about the LGBTQIA. And obviously, if you don't have much knowledge on the LGBT, it's quite a informational programme. And it gives you a lot of knowledge on how you could support the LGBT if they're not quite sure if they're part of it, or if they're straight, gay, bi, and things like that. So it's definitely very informational on how you can support them.
Okay. Is it a drama, or is it like a factual programme?
It's more of like a, not really a drama, but like it is a drama, if that makes sense.
Right.
So there's like a gay couple. But Nick doesn't realise he's bi until a lot further into the programme after he meets Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can talk more about that in a moment, but I'm intrigued by it. Have you added a letter? Because there was, what was it? It's LGBTQ. And then what was it on the end of that?
I. So there's IA.
IA?
Yeah.
On the end of that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So IA, has that been added recently? Because I know a couple of years ago, we used to have our own show, and people used to come in and do the show, and it was, I think there were 5 letters, now there seems to be 7.
Well, the A is for allies, so people who support the LGBT. I'm not actually 100% sure what the I stands for.
Okay, so look, I do, because I've got the details in front of me, because I thought I'd look it up, because your friend Jack has got a badge on, and it's got 6 colours.
Yeah.
Just talk us through the colours.
So the red, orange, yellow, green, blue and purple is the colour of the flag, and that supports the whole, like, of the LGBTQIA. But there's also more flags amongst that, which is like there's the lesbian sunset, the bisexual flag, the gay flag, the ally flag, which is a rainbow with a triangle in it, the trans flag, which is transgender, and the gender fluid flag.
Right, okay, so you did know a little bit about it then?
Yeah.
Quite a bit, actually. Did you say what the colours, what they represent?
So the red, orange, yellow, green and blue.
Let's start with pink, because that's what I've got here first, okay? What does pink stand for?
That's part of the bisexual flag, and I'm pretty sure it's on one of the lesbian flags as well, and the transgender flag.
Okay, pink on the flag represents attraction to women. Blue represents attraction to men. Is this right?
That's the bisexual flag, yeah.
Okay, and yellow stands for attraction to those who don't identify with either gender.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fascinating. It really is. I know that a couple of years ago they didn't have the I. They may have had the A, but they didn't have the I on the end, so they've added it. And I think a lot of people want to know more because they want to be understanding, and they want to know what's going on. They want to know how people feel and so on. And I think if we talk about it more, then we fully understand it, and we all get on better. It's simple, and there's a lot of ignorance in the world, but things change all the time. Do you notice that people put their foot in it with saying things they don't mean to, but it's just because they've added a letter? It's like, well, I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
What can you say to those people? What would you like to change if you could? The way we think, the way we are, the way we do.
That just because they're different, you support them no matter who they are, because they're still human and they still have feelings.
Absolutely. But what can we do to make things better so we're fully understanding of? And I don't want to sort of put people in categories here and say, look, you know, people of a certain age, they're a bit less understanding and so on, because I don't think that's wholly the case. But I think the older you are, there's probably a bigger percentage that because you've lived up until 1965, it was against the law, so to speak. You've got that seed of thought in your head for, you know, however many years you were living before 1965. So how can we get it so that people a little bit more understanding and want to, you know, discuss more and understand it?
We could definitely talk to them about it more and educate them on how you feel about the LGBTQ and what it actually stands for, and that love is love, no matter who you love.
Love is love, no matter who you love. That's a T-shirt in the making, isn't it? See, that's a perfect message. Love is love. Could you just say that again?
Love is love, no matter who the person may be.
Do you know what was lovely about that? There was a bit of Bristol twang in there as well. Love is love. It's like it was just fun. It was just, hey, look, this is how it should be. It's a lovely discussion. It really is. And we've been having this chat since you arrived this morning, and I've learned a lot. And hopefully, I'm hoping that you get to know what the pitfalls are going to be to talk to, you know, to discuss, have these conversations with people that have, for many years of their life, it's been outlawed and it's not allowed. So you've got to kind of see it from the other point of view, just like they've got to see your point of view, what you're going through and what they're going through. And if we talk about it, we're a bit more understanding of each other's, the way our lives are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring in Jack, because you're the guy with the colourful, is it a Lego thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Lego.
Look, just step up to that, just move it in closer to that microphone. And you just describe the colours on yours.
I got red, orange, yellow, green, blue and purple.
Do people ask you about that, and do they give you a hard time?
At school, yeah, sometimes, but it's also been stopped now. So in public, people say that's a nice necklace. I don't really take any knowledge about that.
Wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a world where, say, that's nice and that's it? There's no undercurrent. There's no, you know, attitude there or whatever. So, I mean, that's ideally, is that where we want to be? Of course it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we just want everybody to be accepting of other people and just leave it at that.
Yeah, just leave it at that. Accepting people is the most important part, really.
I mean, the message is, and we've said this, you know, in our discussion today, is that, you know, people your age are going to have to educate people like me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we grew up, you know, for a bit of our life with our mindset in a different way. And now, you know, things are changing. And I think more and more people are more accepting, and we just got to talk about things and just get on with it. But it is down to you.
Mm.
you know, to sort of every now and again say, oh, you can't say that word. Like we used the terminology, you know, or say back in the 70s, if you used the word queer, and possibly in the 80s, people frowned upon it. But now it's acceptable.
Yeah.
So it's getting that message across to people where they don't want to feel like they're putting their foot in it. But if they have a little bit more knowledge, and what people are, and because I talk to a lot of people all the time, and they, one of their biggest bugbears is everything's changing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't know where you are, and you might put your foot in it, but you don't really mean to. So how do we get across, you know, when things change? It's a bit like, and forgive me if this sounds offensive, just say, for instance, very recently they made changes to the Highway Code, and I didn't know about these changes, and I got myself into trouble. Do we need to, the only way to do this, I guess, is to have more discussions.
Yeah, more discussions. And if you feel like you got nothing nice to say, yeah, just don't say it at all, really. Just trying your best to understand it as much as you can. Or ask questions to a certain person who is gay or lesbian or bi or trans or wherever they are.
Okay. I'm going to ask you both a question. Are you happy? And if there is any negativity in your life, how can we eradicate it? Go on, you go first. Because you're the gobby one by all accounts. You're proving me wrong now, aren't you?
I definitely think it needs to be spoken about more, but I'm definitely happy that I know people can come to me if they need to.
Good.
And can ask me for advice on what they can say to people and how they can support people.
And comfortable. Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Excellent. Which is really, really good. That's you go back 20 odd years. You might even go back 10 years. Go back 10, 20 years, however many. And the 16-year-old you from 30 years ago would probably be sat there and we wouldn't be having this conversation. Why? Because you wouldn't feel comfortable about talking about it. So that's how far we've come, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about you? Are you happy? Comfortable?
I'm comfortable and happy who I am. I'm happy how I turned out.
Good.
And excellent. I'm happy I have somebody to talk to, like Leo.
Okay, again, you go back 20, 30 years, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but we are now, and thank the Lord we are. So I've got to ask you a question. Obviously, it's a question that it might look at, it might mean that we're pointing the finger at the system in place, but I'm a great believer, and you've heard me say this so many times, that young people come in here and have a voice. Okay, and I think it's vital that we listen to young people, because you're going to have to fix the problems that we've all messed up, you know, in this world. So it's really down to you too. All this pressure on you too. Oh, look at your little faces. It's not just you that's going to have to fix it. Of course it's not. But I'm just going to ask the question, and hopefully, you know, people at the school will not feel uncomfortable with the answer. Do you feel that there's enough in schools so that you can go and talk to people? What are you looking at him for? Permission to speak. Do you think there's enough help and support out there?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. What about you?
I think there's enough support out there.
Okay. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sure.
When you found that moment and you wanted to talk about it, where did you go first?
Ooh.
And how did you feel? Uncomfortable? Did you feel like concerned? Did you feel worried? Do you think, oh, I can't have this conversation? What can I do?
I wasn't so sure until I opened, and then my brother was looking after me and my other brother helping me, and he asked me, You have been acting strange for the last couple of years. I want to know why. And I obviously told him I might be bisexual. And then we had a talk about it. And he said there's nothing much. You don't need to be worried about it at all. You'd be proud as who you are.
What a great brother. God, I wish I had a brother like that. What a wonderful brother. What's your brother's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Josh.
Josh. Is he older than you, younger?
Oh, he's older than me.
Older than you, more worldly-wise.
10 years apart.
But then I guess that made you feel comfortable in being who you are, yeah. Coming out and so on, which is great. I mean, you know, thank goodness for Josh.
Mm.
What would have happened if Josh wasn't there, though?
I probably, my emotions will literally sink in so much. I'd be so depressed for the rest of my life, really, if I never opened up.
Okay, but now you are, and you feel better for you. Earlier on, we asked you if you felt, you know, comfortable now, and you do. But you just imagine if you, I mean, go back years, how uncomfortable you're going to be trying to, you know, suppress it and be someone else that you're not. And you know, so thank goodness we've come that far. But you say there's things in place at school, which are helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. And you talking about it now, there will be young people out there. And you're 16.
Yeah.
What age were you when you knew?
I was 15. The first lockdown, I thought I was bisexual, and in the last couple, until this year, I found out I was gay, and I wasn't so sure if that was the right thing to do, but. Until I told my mum about it, she said, do what you think is right. You be what you want to be.
Absolutely right. So mum's supportive.
You've got a great family. Huge a supporter.
But the lovely thing is now, if there are, and there will be people that are listening and thinking, right, okay. And they could be in the same boat, and they're going to probably feel more comfortable because you're talking about it. And this is half of it. If we talk about it, then you know, people won't feel like they've got to suppress it.
Yeah.
Which I'm so glad that we live in a world now where we can talk about things openly. We just got to be aware that there are the odd dinosaur.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So, how old were you? If you don't mind me asking, is that a personal question? Is that like a, you know, because I say, I'm learning, you're learning.
Yeah, so.
You don't have to answer it.
It was, I can't actually remember when.
It wasn't that magical moment then, was it?
I can't really remember.
Can't remember it.
It just hit me.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. But I think it was like late year 10, early year 11.
Just explain what that is, because I don't know what year 11 is. Is that you've been at school 11 years, or is that, what's that?
So I was...
How old were you?
14 or 15,
right.
It hit me.
Okay. It hit you?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I was just... But, and then I told my mum, and then she supported me, so...
Fabulous. So you got a good supportive mum?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's just what you need, isn't it? And again, you know, there's in the schools, there's obviously they've come a long way as well.
Yeah, they have.
Because you know, and it's people like you talking about it, openly, honest. Would you what things would you change if there was, you know, things you look at and you think, okay, no disrespect to anybody, but these are the sorts of things that we do need to change. Is there anything
for people who? Definitely feel like they could understand it from an early age, like maybe year six. There is something out there for them to learn more about it so they can understand it. And maybe if they end up realising they're a part of the LGBT, they will realise it a lot sooner and be more confident in themselves.
Okay. About you? Have you got anything to add to that before I fire another question at you?
No, not really.
I've got to ask you this then. Before we go, because you got to go in a minute, there's obviously... I told you about the World Cup. You're not interested in that. Okay. Did you know there was a World Cup coming up this weekend? There is a reason for discussing this, but there's a World Cup. They have a World Cup every 4 years. I think they missed 1 year because, well, they didn't. They had it slightly later because of COVID. But they have it every year. And sometimes they have it in Europe. Sometimes they have it in out of Europe and the Americas and so on. This year they're having it in Qatar, okay? And it really winds me up to the point where I think we shouldn't go. We should all boycott it because in Qatar there are rules that you couldn't go. Well, you could go out there and visit, but you can't be who you are, okay, because it's outlawed out there. What's your thoughts?
I think it's wrong. I think we should be in a day and age where it shouldn't be against the law for you to be who you want to be or who you're most comfortable with yourself.
Jack?
I totally agree with Lou. It's kind of wrong in a way because I feel sorry for the holidaymakers who go over there who are in love with the same gender and they probably getting a lot of trouble with the people who say it's not okay to be who you want to be.
Yeah.
You can't be gay, you can't be bi or trans or anything.
tell me if you're offended by this, and if it is, then I do apologise. But I made the point of saying, and some of it's tongue in cheek, but I said what we should do as a nation, we should make a stand, and we should send 22 gay players to the World Cup. What do you think?
Yeah,
it could work.
Just so you can put two fingers up to Qatar. That was my thought process behind it. But I think that it should never be, there should never be a World Cup in Qatar for those reasons alone. That is enough to say, no, let's boycott it. But sadly, I mean, Robbie Williams is going out there to play. I think Rod Stewart and someone else, Dua Lipa, I think, they were asked if they would go out there and play during the World Cup to entertain, and they've turned it down on those reasons. So I wonder if Robbie Williams is going out there with a message of sorts. And what's going to happen. That's probably more interesting than the actual World Cup itself. But hey, look, I just want to say thank you for coming in today. It's really nice to meet you, Omelette, and Jack, it's good to see you again, and hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you. Thank you both.